Rivalry. It's the best word in sports, and this week, one of the best rivalries in Oklahoma takes place as the Chisholm Longhorns take on the Alva Goldbugs. Chisholm comes into this one riding high, winning their district opener over Perry. Longhorn head coach Joey Reinert on what his team did to secure the victory.
Well, we executed our offense fairly well and kind of limited their big plays. They are a team that kind of lived by the big play throughout the year. I got them off to a 2-1 start. Defensive coaches schemed really well and kept everything underneath us, and we're able to make them have to drive the ball, and it worked out great for us. Getting some guys back healthy has helped out a lot too. So it's kind of got some feel of coming together a little bit and back on the right track.
The Longhorns are experienced skill-wise offensively, with quarterback senior Braden Meek leading the charge, but their offensive line came into the season with inexperience. Coach Reinert talked about their progress through their first four games.
It's been different every week for us. We've had a couple of kind of fluke injuries that have happened to those guys along the way in these first three weeks, and last week we were able to solidify that a little bit, and this week we should be able to solidify that a little bit more, and it's still going to take a little bit of time for those guys to kind of gel as a unit and get consistent, but we're able to get some of our most experienced guys back in there now, hopefully this week.
In recent history, Chisholm has dominated Alva in the rivalry. They've won the last five. Coach Reiner talked about the importance of keeping that dominance.
Well, they've got to go in the right direction. And anytime you've got two teams, same class, same district, that have been pretty good in the last few years, that, it enhances the rivalry. I'm sure they really don't like it that we've got a hold of them the last, 7 or 8 years in a row, whatever. I can't remember the number there, 6 or 7, but, that fuels their fire, and our fire is fueled by the fact that they're going to step up and try to take that district title crown away from us.
Coach Reinert knows that if they want to win this week, they're going to have to contain Alva's high-octane offense.
Well, it all starts with, containing Mitchell Meyer. He's pretty dynamic. Everybody knows that. He uses his feet really well. Gets to the edges and can find receivers down the field. So containing him, limiting his big plays. And then, you got to stop the run. If they're able to get Hess rolling, it's going to be really tough for us to stop both the pass and the run. And so we got to, limit his yardage as well. Just play tough defense just like we did last week and not allow any big plays. And offensively, just keep progressing and executing, getting our playmakers the ball.
The Alva Goldbugs are undefeated through their first four games. Coach Sklar talked about what the team has done well and some of the improvements that need to be made.
Well, we've done real well spreading the ball around and getting our athletes out in space and letting them make plays. One of our key things that we got to fix this week is penalties, starting out first and 15, first and 20. We've got to really eliminate our mistakes pre-snap and take care of ourselves.
The rivalry between the Goldbugs and the Longhorns always brings fierce competition on the field. But possibly the coolest part about the battle between these two teams is the respect given to each other after the game.
Well, the last few years we've been in two real close battles with them. They've always had a good football team over there here since I've been around. Coach Reiner's really got that program going. Our kids know their kids real well. We see each other on the basketball court a lot, and track meets, of course, on the football field too. But, it's been a real good rivalry as far as the atmosphere. And I think there's a lot more respect, as far as how our kids feel about their kids and their kids feel about our kids. As at the end of the game, it's, a lot of hugs and shaking hands. So therefore, you kind of feel like both schools get along real well and have a lot of respect for each other.
Just because these two teams respect each other doesn't mean Coach Sklar and the Goldbugs don't want to win. Here he talks about what it would mean if they came out with a victory.
First of all, we're trying to win a district title this year, and that's what our main focus has been, is go out and take care of what we got to take care of to win that district title. And then, of course, this being our second year going into this game undefeated, we need to try to get over that hump and beat them at their house.
Coach Sklar knows that just wanting to win isn't going to get the job done. You have to execute. Here he gives some of his bigger keys to win this football game.
Well, we got to win up front. You know, we got to do what we did last week against, you know, a real good Tennessee team. You know, we're kind of right back to the same formula this week. You know, Chisholm's predominantly one of the powerhouses in Northwest Oklahoma, if not in the state, you know, year in, year out. So we've got to win up front. We can't let them get to rolling on us on the ground. And, you know, our offense, defensive line's going to have to play real well.
It's the Chisholm Longhorns and the Alva Goldbugs in one of the best rivalries you'll see in the state. To follow this game and all of our other Friday night football action, keep it right here on K101.